men's basketball coach, Mike Schrage, stands in. Thanks for spending a few moments.
Yeah, of course, TD. Thanks for having me.
Phoenix fall to James Madison. The Phoenix fall to Charleston on Saturday, but get the victory over UNCW on Thursday night. You and I will get into the conversation here on the weekend split, but I would be remiss if we didn't start with a great environment for both ball games on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. You asked last Monday night for a great turnout from the students. They showed up for both, and on both nights, a great turnout from the local fan base as well. 2,500 in the building both nights. And, Coach, how much does that support mean for you in the program?
Yeah, it means so much. Yeah, it was exciting to see all the students out Thursday. Not quite as many students out Saturday. Too many darties going on. For our younger audience, those are day parties. Pretty popular, Elon. And I'm sure some were studying in the library, too, on Saturday afternoon. But, a great staff, faculty, more community on Saturday. And we just got to keep working at it. And it comes with winning. We got to do more of that. But it starts always with the students for me. We got to keep working hard to get them out and feel part of it.
You and the program have done a fantastic job of getting engaged with the student body. I think there was several different social media posts over the last week with some of your players as well encouraging them to attend the games. I bring that up because you've spent some time at places that have got really good student involvement, including just down the road about 45 minutes out. How much does it mean for a Hunter Woods, a Hunter McIntosh, a Chuck Hanna to see fellow students at the game?
First of all, TD, what's the school just down the road? Can you say it? I'm just curious. After
that
Saturday night?
Yes, I can say it.
I'm not anti-Carolina. Everyone at Elon knows that, but they know where my allegiance lies. Made me feel about 1 ounce better after our game on Saturday. But I think we could do even more, but we're going to work hard at it. We got to keep getting creative. It starts with our guys, how great of guys they are, the relationships they have on campus. They're really busy with us. They're investing, working hard. They're deserving of whatever crowd we get. But, I kind of tell those guys, hey, the impression you can leave with the student body as us walking campus and who you have classes with, and certainly this time of year it's harder, to spend a lot of time outside of what we're doing. We between the academic rigors of Elon and the time we have with them. But it's all about relationships to start that they have, and then we got to work hard at it as a staff and the program, and just get them excited. Alumni gym is a little bit easier to fill and really make a statement with student involvement. We got to work even harder to try to get as many students at end zone and throughout the stadium. To make a difference for us, and they've been stepping up, and we got to keep it rolling.
Let's work Thursday to Saturday in our conversation. The Phoenix get the win on Thursday night against UNCW by 13, 78-65. They come back after being down early. Although you don't hit the 60-point marker, you do hit the 40% marker on the defensive end. How important has your defensive improvement been in allowing your offense to, quote-unquote, find its footing in the early stages?
Yeah, Wilmington seems like a long time ago. I told you that before on the show. But our defense at home has been really strong since the start of the year. I think we had to grow, and it's gotten stronger and stronger and better, and we got to travel with it. But defense, our guys get tired of hearing it, but it's true. It puts you in position to win, especially we've been figuring things out offensively, and we kind of know who we have now, and having guys in and out of the lineup, and we're starting to play bigger now. It allows you, we got to keep figuring out the offensive end and complementing each other. But I'm proud of the guys. Even Saturday, it's what kind of put us in position holding down a more potent offensive team there too. But it's what we believe. It starts with us. It's the defense of the floor, the toughness. And we always feel like we're going to score enough points. We got to keep figuring that out. But we got to be that grimy, tough defensive team. We've really been evolving into it.
You mentioned playing big, and so I'll skip around just a little bit. I mentioned this in the postgame notes on social media. 4 made triples on Thursday. That's the fewest in a win since 2017. 10 attempted in the ball game is the fewest since 2014. You talked on Thursday night in the postgame about playing big, and Sam Sherry will join us later. How important is the work been of guys like Sam and Chuck and Mike and Andrew Junkin in giving your group the confidence? Because, Coach, you were sensational, 16 of 20 in the second half inside the arc.
Yeah, we've had to grow, you know, from 2-point and not just driving the ball, but posting these guys. Obviously, Michael Graham, we've talked enough about him. And, you know, I think it's been on my mind because I keep looking down the bench or every day in practice. I see Sam, I see Andrew Junkin. And, you know, Sam was thrown into the fire. I mean, he played against all those incredible teams and high major teams we played, and they threw him into the fire. And I keep realizing we need to give him an opportunity. And he was ready, you know, and I was really proud of both in Wilmington and Charleston. I mentioned in front of the whole group today that, hey, he could have played even more. He got in some foul trouble. He could have played more in the Charleston game down the stretch. But just keep looking at Sam and Junkin. Now he's healthy. And, like, hey, how can we add them to the mix more? Michael Graham has been hard to take out. Everyone knows Chuck Hanna's value in our program. And that's, you know, with Lewis and Torrance, it was kind of like the final straw. Like, hey, our premier took another hit.
Yeah.
And let's go ahead and do this. And Wilmington was a good first step for that because of their size and what they do and trying to exploit, you know, mismatches on the court.
Playing big, but also a starting backcourt that comes up big on Thursday night. Darius ties his personal best with 27. He and Mac for 44 and 8 between them. You and I talked about this on Saturday in our pregame visit. How much has it helped both of them to have each other?
Yeah, it helps. No, it helps. Obviously, we think the world of them. I tell them often, like, hey, you can be the best backcourt in our conference. They need to be, you know. And both were all conference selections last year and a huge, huge part of our success and run. And I've seen them, you know, even connect more. You know, your backcourt is the starting point, you know, no matter what level of play. And I've seen them connect even more on the court. If you've been watching us play, you know, understanding their strengths and value to how they play with one another. And I see them connect even more off the court too. I couldn't believe in those guys more. It starts with your backcourt. You know, I've mentioned to you before, we didn't really replace the guard we lost last year. We're playing three guards late in the year. We didn't replace Ikenna. So there's going to be a lot of weight on those two shoulders, and they keep growing and getting stronger. And I roll with those guys all the time.
Two different notes from Saturday. First and foremost, the strength of this defense in conference play, defending the triple. You hold Charleston to 3 of 23. And, in fact, that's the lowest in terms of a percentage, 13, since February 2015 against UNCW. We talked earlier about the job you're doing growing. That's a key element, though, to be able to take that away defensively, right?
It is. Yeah, early in the year, we were not. And I've told you before, some of that was our defense, but some of it was just hats off to some of these guys making shots, some of these teams we played. So we really worked at, a team like – it's always who you play to. You want your defense to be your defense, but you got to personalize it to Wilmington. Their strength was hitting the paint. So, you know, we tried to make it really tough in the paint. And Charleston was pretty similar too. They had the one really elite shooter, had a tough day for them, and they just try to pound you in the paint too by driving and posting and backing you down. So we knew, you know, that's not the biggest strength of theirs. We need to do an even better job in the second half of our second half defense got to be as strong as our first half defense.
Yeah.
And it wasn't quite the other night against Charleston. But proud of our guys. We keep growing defensively, and now we got to take it on the road. It's time.
You mentioned on Saturday night, this is a program of no excuses, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on a specific play from Saturday night. I don't want to get anybody in trouble anyway. How much did the foul difficulty, though, affect the rotation?
I love – you can tell you're our guy, TV, to ask that question. I love you. But, it's – we're a no-excuse program, and the foul trouble is hard to deal with in the first half. We had guys out with two, and especially we're trying to play big. Yeah. Trying to play big. Michael Graham right away gets in foul trouble, only plays 12 minutes. I mean, he's become this indispensable player for us, but I think he's the most efficient player in our conference. I just saw a stat today. So we lost him. He barely played. Sam was playing well, but he accumulated three fouls in the first half. Chuck had two. So starting the first half and then second half, we wanted to continue playing bigger on Saturday like we did Thursday. It just became tough. I'll just keep that. It just became tough because of our foul trouble at times.